Well, good morning. This is the Talk of the Town. Our guest this morning is Professor Indika Karunatilaka, who is, of course, the immediate past president of the Sri Lanka Medical Association and also the vice president of the OPA. Very good morning to you, Professor.
Very good morning, Faraz. Very good morning to all our listeners, too.
And talking about the current situation in terms of the pandemic, COVID-19, we had several calls from our viewers and our listeners asking us to find out, in terms of the AstraZeneca, where the first dose may have been given, say, 3 or even 4 months before, and by the time they now come for the second round of the AstraZeneca, is it in effect like they're having the first dose, or can it be construed that it is the full effect of the second dose that they're now having?
Okay, yeah, I mean, it's a difficult question. I'll give a short answer and a long answer also. The straightforward short answer is no, it's not exactly the second dose. The long answer is, first I'll very briefly explain how AstraZeneca works. How this works is that it trains our immune system to identify the virus and then attack it. So this is not only about the antibody concentration, which may go down with time, but it's about the memory of our immune system also. So how a booster dose works is, when the booster is given, those memory cells get activated and then the immune response memory gets strengthened. That's how it works. So how long should be the duration between the first and second? Again, we can only go by the research evidence. Previously, it was thought that it may be about 4 weeks. Later, the research evidence showed that it could be even longer and maybe up to 12 weeks. So currently, there are research evidence emerging that it may be more than 16 weeks. So there's one research saying, after one dose, you might even get very long-lasting immunity. So all these research evidence points toward that the longer time may be an advantage or benefit. This is not to say that the country's health system should not be giving the vaccine in the stipulated, because there's a currently recommended time period. So ideally, at the moment, based on the current evidence available, it should be given in the recommended time gap. So that's how it works, because we have to all work with the evidence that is available. So having said that, so what I'm trying to say is, if you get the vaccine, get it as soon as possible. Don't worry too much about that, because this is not only about antibody production. So the best thing is get it as soon as possible. Having said that, yes, we have to admit that the country is actually doing a good job when it comes to vaccination, a reasonably good job compared to the situation, because the speed of vaccination, all these things are actually very much commendable. At the same time, let us accept there are shortcomings in vaccination process, or
what
maybe
would the
adherence to.
So yeah. What would the recommended time be then for the AstraZeneca?
So currently stands around 16 weeks like that at the moment, the base current evidence. So I know that there is a delay, and 16 weeks at the moment, there are a lot of logistical reasons that led to the delay in the AstraZeneca. So I think the current decision regarding AstraZeneca, the new consignment that arrived, and it has to be for the second dose of those who have got the vaccine. So it's a correct decision. I think now our responsibility is to get the vaccine that is allocated as soon as possible, rather than worrying about whether this will have effect or not, because that let's leave that to the experts.
And the bigger question, of course, is that once you're vaccinated, there are reports that some people are still testing positive thereafter. How does that work then?
Yeah, because how this works is, from the very beginning, how this it was very, very clearly informed or communicated, how these vaccines work is not by preventing the spread of the disease, because how this works is, when the vaccine gets into the body and it works within the bloodstream to develop an immune system, which is in the bloodstream. So the virus gets into the nasal cavity and colonizes there. Still, there is a possibility for it to get the disease and even to spread the disease. That possibility is there, because the nasal colonization can happen. But how this works is that it will prevent severe disease or death. That's how it works. And that is what is measured by the efficacy rate, what you call by efficacy rate is, if you get the vaccine, there is much less chance. say 75% less chance of you getting severe disease.
I see.
Or death. Okay. So now you have heard it's 75%, not 100%. That is why sometimes you might see very rare occasions where even after getting the two doses, very, very rare occasions, that there are severe disease and they've been reported. And there may be many other factors coming into that dose. For example, whether you have comorbidities, your age, all these things. So if you have risk factors, best is to adhere to the preventive measures as much as possible and get your allocated vaccine as soon as possible.
So in short, Professor Indika Karunatilaka, what you're saying is that vaccine notwithstanding, we must still adhere to the preventive measures like wearing the mask, having your hands clean, and maintaining your distance.
Of course, both are must. Vaccine is a must, especially for the priority groups like elderly and the high-risk categories and comorbidities is a must. But getting the vaccine doesn't mean that we can forget the preventive measures. Both are essentials. Both are essentials.
Thank you very much, Professor Indika Karunatilaka, for clearing those matters up with the talk of the town. Thank you, and it's back to the studio.